The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. A man convicted of beating a dog because he thought it was a homosexual dog was sentenced to 6 months in jail in order to take an anger management course earlier this week. You've perhaps heard this story, crazy but true, that a guy beat a dog to death. You know, we all have, even Adolf Hitler was an animal fan. I mean, just about everybody loves animals. You know, people who are hateful toward other human beings love animals. And I mention Hitler because he had two dogs that he just absolutely doted on. Here, the greatest mass murderer in history, and he loved his doggies. So we all have that in common. And sometimes we go overboard with the funny-looking glasses. We give them hats and fur coats. Stupid stuff. But the fact is, you know, we dig our animals. But here's a guy. So we all can immediately feel outraged at a numbnut like this who murders a dog because he thinks it's gay. In any event, that's exactly what he did. He apologized. This guy, George Stevens Finley, apologized before he was sentenced. "I'm truly sorry for all of this," he said. "It's a stupid thing I did." His attorney didn't deny that Finley struck the dog, but he said it was accidental. And again, he was sentenced to 6 months in jail in order to take an anger management course. On the line with us from Los Angeles is Dr. Jim Sadler. He is an animal behaviorist. And we're going to talk about dogs and the likelihood, the possibility that there is such a thing as sexual orientation among animals. And Dr. Sadler, a good evening to you.
Good evening, Phil. Thanks for having me on your program.
What do you think about this guy who brutalized this poor animal?
I think that it's an inexcusable act. I think that the court acted completely in accordance with the law, and I think that's such an irrational thing that man engaged in. It's beyond, it's really beyond our understanding that there are human beings like that.
But what about the sexual orientation of animals? Is there such a thing as a gay or homosexual dog?
Well, we've looked into a lot of different levels of studies on this. If a male dog, generally you can tell.
But do you believe there is such a thing?
I tend to believe that there is some gay or homosexual orientation among some dogs, not all.
How do you identify that? I mean,
I think you see it in a lot of behavior. Some behavior we close our eyes to. I think most homeowners and most dog and pet owners close their eyes to some very obvious signs. We've all very nervously brushed a dog's nose away from our crotch, if you will, or groin, very nervously laughed when a dog has sniffed or had its nose, near your rear end. I mean, you've gone to a party and that's happened to you. Phil?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's embarrassing. Yes.
And we've all very nervously pushed the dog away when it's grabbed your leg and begun to thrust itself against your leg. In some cases, not all, there is nothing wrong with it, but in some cases, that is an indication. The perception of the great citizens of Florida who have been able to identify the gay animal among us is really a good thing. I wouldn't say that this guy...
No, wait a minute. What do you mean? The people of Florida...
Yeah, because this is the first time where a citizen of any state's been able to identify this. Now, I'm not saying what that man did was a good thing.
But you're saying that Mr. Finley correctly identified his dog as homosexual?
Yes. I'm saying that what he did was wrong and criminal, but I am saying that his perception was there. And I will tell you that we do find that with a lot of people in the state of Florida. They do seem to have that perception, and I don't know whether it's because they have a lot of free-thinking people down there, and they may have animals that think freely, but for some reason, the people of Florida have a heightened awareness in regard to their pet sexuality. And I think that's good.
Why?
Because I think it means that they have an awareness to the animals and they can react if they want to. I think it's perfectly acceptable that if an animal is sniffing your crotch or humps your leg or dry humps, what we call the dry hump, or spends an inordinate amount of time licking its genitalia, or that of another animal, or spends time sniffing the rear end of another animal, there is a high probability that the dog is gay. And if that's the case, euthanasia is something that I spent.
Now, why would you put an animal down for that?
That is the option of the owner. And
yeah, but is that not cruel? Is that not something that would even violate the law to put an animal down for being gay?
People put their animals down for a lot of reasons, Phil. They put their animals down because they have too many pets. They put their animals down because they can't care for them any longer. Violence is one thing, but to put an animal to sleep is not a violent act. And
you're not a veterinarian?
No, I'm an animal behaviorist. And, you know, since it's an animal, you don't really need a license to euthanize the animal either. So I advertise in, I usually post a notice with my phone number written down about 15 times at the bottom of the page that's perforated so that you can go.
Are you saying that you, what are you talking about?
Because I can specialize in euthanasia.
So you euthanize gay dogs?
Yes, I do, Phil.
But now let me ask you something. Are you homophobic?
No, Phil, I'm not bigoted at all. I recognize the right of a pet owner to euthanize their animal, and I do specialize in it.
Do other veterinarians do that?
Most veterinarians will not euthanize a homosexual animal, no.
All right, let me ask you something. You said that you post your name with your phone number written 15 times at the bottom. What is that?
I generally will put a flyer up in a laundromat or in a supermarket, and I write my phone number down about 15 to 20 times at the bottom of the page, sideways, and then I perforate it so that you can go and you can rip off one of the phone numbers and keep. And, by the way, I just want some people to know, I've seen a lot of the phone numbers torn off, but I've only gotten, like, maybe two calls. So somebody's tearing off more phone numbers than they should. And I think that's unfair. I think I have.
Well, as a doctor, I can't help you with that, okay? You're advertising in laundromats.
And on telephone poles as well, right. And
to euthanize homosexual animals.
That is correct.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler, he's an animal behaviorist. He says that he will euthanize a gay animal if you want him to. He believes that there is such a thing, and that if an animal spends an inordinate amount of time sniffing your crotch or your rear end, it's possible he's gay. He also said that the only people who have been able to recognize this trait in animals are the citizens of Florida because they have that kind of relationship with their pets. 1-800-449-8686. A lot of weird observations here, obviously, by the doctor, and we'll get back to talking to him here in a few minutes. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with an animal behaviorist, Dr. Jim Sadler, who believes that, first of all, dogs can be gay, and he will euthanize them. And not only that, you know what, I don't even want to call it gay bashing, because I don't think animals can be gay, doctor.
Well, it's, you know, your opinion. And
yeah, I know that's my opinion. But you'll euthanize them because you have people who want them euthanized?
Well, once we are able to determine that the animal is homosexual, then yes, we will euthanize the animal if the owner requests that, but not just as a matter of course.
And you do this by putting your phone number up in laundromats?
Right, with the little perforations at the bottom.
Yeah, I've seen those, okay, so you can rip off the phone number.
I want to check on it. I found three or four missing, as I said.
Yeah, we got that you found three or four missing. Somebody's taking too many numbers.
Well, could you make that announcement?
All right. Someone's taking too many of Dr. I can't believe this. Someone's taking too many of Dr. Sadler's phone numbers from the little pieces of paper at the bottom. Would you please only take one?
Right, because I went back to check on it, and I found them missing.
Why euthanize gay animals?
Well, I think if the owner wants it and they feel it's their duty to do something, I think there is a biblical precedent, too, that no dog shall lie with another. And
I haven't seen that.
Well, are you familiar with the Bible?
No, I am not, sir.
Then...
All right, okay, so I will take your word for that, that no dog shall lie with another.
But beyond that, Phil, we sort of lost the battle for our children with the gay deal, you know. But we can pick up where we left with the dogs. And the way dogs got that way is an interesting story. One of the reasons why dogs turn gay is, and goes back hundreds of years, to the time that we began to commingle dogs and cats. Cats are very intelligent. Cats had an undue influence and started to mess around with the minds of dogs. That's what cats do. Have you ever had a cat and a dog in the same house?
We did, occasionally, yeah.
You notice how the cat's generally smarter?
It looks like the cat's smarter, but I think it's just the manner.
Well, the cat many times will play head games with a dog. And we were able to determine about 300 or 400 years ago, when the breeding of domesticated animals really got into a higher phase, that cats were influencing dogs and eventually influenced the dogs to turn gay, turn homosexual, through example, licking genitalia, that sort of thing. The dogs picked up on it. They saw the cats doing that, and they didn't know that the cats were just doing it for fun to mess with the minds of the dogs. You see?
So in other words, the cats started licking themselves to see if the dogs would start doing it, and then would what? Would they go around the corner and laugh?
I don't know, Mr. Henry, what I'm saying.
Because that's what it sounds like you're saying to me, that the cats started licking each other's rear ends to see if the dogs would start doing it. The dogs did it, and the cats did this on purpose. All right, here is Columbus on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, I'm Dr. Sadler.
Hi. I think your comments are rather humorous.
Well, all right, thank you.
I have dogs and cats. I've lived with them all of my life.
Yes.
And cats are not smarter than dogs. They're both both very smart animals, but I think you're way
well,
off base.
Cats are intelligent in that they keep themselves away from a lot of the harm that dogs willingly sort of walk into. But beyond that, that's really not the point. The point is that I think as a owner of a pet yourself, if you knew you had a homosexual animal, it is your right to euthanize that animal.
Oh, I don't think it's anyone's right ever to euthanize any animal.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. If you have an animal that's badly injured in an automobile accident,
that's
certainly a reason.
But what does the law say? I mean, forget about what everybody's opinion.
The law says you can euthanize an animal for a variety of reasons.
There is no law to protect the animals. The animals have no rights.
But if the animals are homosexual,
they depend. Animals depend on humans.
What
for
do you do with your homosexual? What do you do with your homosexual dogs?
My homosexual dogs.
Yes.
I work at the animal shelter, and if there's homosexual dogs down there, who cares?
Well,
you know, I think you're really.
That lady just said something. Who cares?
Some owners do care, Mr. Henry. You may not care. This lady may not care. There are some owners that care.
Well, then they
that a dog,
have animals.
Well, madam, there's some people I think reasonably care that a dog is shoving its nose up their rear ends.
If that bothers them, they shouldn't have a dog.
Ma'am, not all dogs do that.
That's right.
Only the gay ones.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know something? It shows you what do you find so funny about. Have you ever had a dog shove his nose up your crack?
My sister's dog, Winnie, does it to me every time I go over there. She's just greeting me.
Have any lesbian dogs? Well, that's the whole point that I'm trying to make. And
what do you mean, lesbian dogs?
Lesbian dogs.
Nuzzling and licking your privates while you're sleeping. Okay, yeah.
Licking their privates while they sleep?
No, licking your privates while you're sleep. Your sister's dog.
Why would I allow a dog to lick
well,
my
that's
privates?
Good idea. Good point. You wouldn't. And if the animal insisted on
I
it...
I have worked around animals all my life, and I've never heard of anything of this sort. I've heard
wait
of
wait a second.
Humans.
Are you trying to tell me that you've never seen a dog lick
I have
a...
I've heard of humans forcing animals to do things.
Oh, God, what are we talking about here?
Well, this is exactly what I'm saying. I am saying that these dogs that'll hump your leg or come up and shove their nose up your crack or...
They just have a sexual drive,
a sexual drive called homosexuality.
And what if the dog sticks his nose up a male dog...
That won't happen. Well, then if he does, he's heterosexual. But I'm talking about a male dog with another male dog, or a male dog with a male man. I don't mean a male man as in the guy that delivers the letters. I mean,
I know what you mean.
All right. If he sticks his nose up your crack, he's queer. And what I'm trying to say...
What are you... So you could euthanize him.
I think you're homophobic, buddy.
No, I'm not homophobic. I'm simply saying you can do... You bring your queer dogs down to me, and you tell me what you want to do with them.
Well, she obviously doesn't care. She's fine with it. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
It's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler, he's an animal behaviorist who believes that gay dogs can... Well, let me ask you this. Can we... some people believe that one can rehabilitate a gay dog. I mean, a gay human. Can you do that with dogs?
So I don't know if there's a seminar or a halfway house or a retreat where you can send a dog.
Well, that sounds just as stupid as the stuff you're saying. You know,
I think you're being a little absurd, though.
I'm being absurd. You're the guy who's talking.
No, I think you really ought to grow up. I mean,
what do you mean? I ought to grow up? You're the guy that said a moment ago that the cats were the were the ones that influenced the dogs in the first place.
Yes, they did.
You want me to reasonably believe that a cat sat there and said, hey, let's screw around with the dogs. We'll lick our nuts and see if they start doing the same thing. Is that it?
Yes, Phil, that's it. And I don't appreciate being yelled at.
Doctor, I don't mean to yell at you, but you're telling me that dogs turned gay as the result of a mind game that cats played with them.
That is correct. And if you know anything about animals, you know that that is entirely plausible and that the cats have been screwing around with dogs' heads for years. Try to have a dog or a cat as a pet and have them together in the same house and watch the games a cat will play with a dog, trying to get it to eat out of its dish. It'll move the food dishes around, things like that. And
oh, come on. El Paso on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Phil, I don't know what this guy's talking about. I have seven beautiful dogs, and they
are any
each
of them
other.
Gay?
No, they're not gay, dog. I love everybody. I don't care if they're
of
gay
course.
Or whatever.
Of course. That's fine.
You know, God made them all, so they're just sniffing to find out what the other dog's interests are. That's all they're doing.
What the other dog's interests
exactly.
are. What does that mean, what the other dog's interests
well,
are?
Well, that means what they're interested in, what they've been around. Have they been chasing birds? Have they been chasing rabbits? I live on 3 acres.
That's why a dog sniffs another dog?
Yeah, to find out what it's been doing.
Phil, a dog sniffs another dog because he's gay,
He's not gay. You're an idiot.
Ma'am,
do you know what gay is?
Yes, I do. He's cruising the other dog.
No, he's not cruising the other dog.
Cruising the other dog?
Please.
Wait a second. In the parlance of humans. Look, you're in Texas, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
All right. There's a man in Florida who is going to jail because he was able to identify a homosexual dog. And
because he battered that poor animal to death. That's
yeah,
why
really.
That's why the guy's going to jail.
I understand that. But you should talk to the people of Florida. They have an unusual relationship with their pets. And
oh, swell.
Yeah, really?
I'd love to go to a party down there, man. They have an unusual relationship with their pets, huh?
Sure.
You know what? All mine are like children. I raised these babies I've even born these babies.
Well, they're all, some are born gay. I believe it's an orientation.
I don't have nothing against gay, but dogs aren't gay.
Then you tell me why it is they're humping your leg on a Friday night.
Honey, well, I can't say it with a Phil Hendry Show, I don't think. But
so you don't know?
They just do that. Yeah, I do know. I've been a dog breeder for 20 years.
Okay, why on a Friday night? Any other night, I understand.
Well, I don't know about a Friday night, but this happens all the time around my house. Somebody's humping somebody on a Friday night.
Oh, really? I'd love to come over to your house on
a
Friday night.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun over here, darling.
I'd like to take a taste of the punch at your party.
I'm a nurse, and I have a lot of fun.
Hold on.
We have a lot of parties, but my dogs aren't gay.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Thank you. I went through a blood sugar thing like an hour ago, man, so I'm just wolfing down these, they're like peanut butter crackers, you know, that you get out of the machine. I don't know what happened, but we had a huge lunch. We had these Italian subs that we, you know, had delivered into the office while we're prepping the show, and it was great, but that's the whole thing. I don't know if any of you guys have hypoglycemia, but you gotta eat every 2 hours or you just crash. So that's what I'm doing here. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us, animal behaviorist, talking about homosexual dogs. And we kind of got off the fact that you will euthanize a dog because the owner thinks it's gay. Don't you know, doctor, that ethically you may have a problem there with some people, or even legally at some point? Because
there is no law that I know of that says you cannot euthanize an animal if the dog is homosexual. Now,
but veterinarians don't do that. What is the medical opinion on this?
Oh, the medical. I've been fighting the medical opinion. I'm ahead of my time. All I have on my side is biblical precedent and the fact that I've done the studying of cats. And
no dog shall lie with another, and that cats were the ones that turned dogs onto this. Is there homosexuality among cats?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. There was this influence when dogs started to live with cats.
Oh, I got you. Oh, man, you know.
Mr. Henry, I know you think I'm crazy.
Yeah, I think you're misled. I think there's a homophobia going on with you.
I am not homophobic.
No, I think there is a homophobia going on with you that is so extreme and so rooted in your psyche that you're seeing gay dogs and gay cats. And the gay cats, of course, came first. Here's Redlands on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
I think that you're crazy because dogs are not gay because they...
Cats are gay, and that's why they're trying to turn dogs gay.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Okay. Well, I don't believe that is true. First of all, what if a dog comes up to a male and humps that man's leg and then turns around and humps my leg and I'm a female?
That won't happen. You never see a dog hump a man, then a woman. Oh, this is happening in your home?
No, not in my home. It has happened. I've seen this happen before, so I want to know how you...
What
how
happens?
You,
so is he...
That's probably a bisexual tendency that the animal has.
Okay, so if these people who are bringing you animals to be euthanized because they say that they're gay, how do they know that they're gay if they don't wait long enough to see that the dog will also hump a female leg?
In other words, that they could be bisexual dogs?
Yeah, according to you, yeah.
Well, I don't think that any owner who is against having a gay dog is necessarily going to be in favor of having a bisexual dog. So at that point, I think...
What do you mean, a bisexual dog?
I can't believe this.
No, I am saying, Mr. Hendry, that if the woman observed what I think I heard her say, which is the humping of her leg and her husband, or a female and a male, then it's a bisexual dog.
Okay, I don't know. You're crazy.
Well,
I'm crazy.
The brave people of Florida who've been able to identify gay dachshunds. Have been
gay dachshunds, yeah. Hey, man, maybe it's just the dachshunds that are gay.
You can make your jokes if you want to.
This shouldn't be a joke because you're putting animals down because you say that they're
gay. Oh, I'm sorry to hurt their feelings, but they're putting me down every time they stick their nose into my crotch. That hurts.
Then you shouldn't have that animal in your house. Just give it to somebody who doesn't mind that happening.
That's true. We're trying to identify the gay neighborhoods for dogs. There are areas where gay dogs hang out. We were able to identify this 100 years ago. There were certain alleys where gay cats hung out.
I know, but see, you know
a
what?
A gay alley for a cat. A gay alley cat.
Yes.
Animals should not be put to death because you say or somebody says it's gay. That is so stupid. I can't believe that you're saying that.
Well, ask the brave people of Florida.
We already got the brave people of Florida. Yeah, they've already shown us their colors by killing a dog, a poor animal, because this dumb drunk thought it was gay.
Just like you don't, you know, murder people that are gay. I mean, I don't
you
think
got
it's
it.
Right.
You got
I don't
it.
Think it's right
I don't think
either,
it's right either. I would never do that. But a dog is a dog.
Right.
No, a dog is a dog, so they should be allowed to do whatever they want to do.
A dog's not a people because he doesn't have a people soul. He has a dog soul.
Okay,
okay?
Well,
when he dies, he goes to dog heaven.
Right, okay. Dog heaven, yeah. Okay, ma'am, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Here is Alexandria, Louisiana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You can't compare dogs to humans. Does dogs know that they're naked?
Yes.
They do not know, or they would try to get dressed, obviously, as a human.
A lot of animals do get dressed, and I'm sure you've seen them.
They don't dress themselves. They're dressed by humans.
But they are.
And also, does dogs know what day it is, or what time it is, or what month it is?
Some animals do. Some of the higher animals.
They do not. They can't read clocks.
Some of the higher animals do.
You cannot compare dogs to humans. You can't do it.
Sir, I have a very intelligent German Shepherd that knows what month it is.
He tells you that?
Well, maybe you can train him.
Yes, he tells me that. Through a series of barks.
Okay, I see what you're doing this for.
No, what I'm saying to you is a very simple thing. And animal behaviorists have known this for a long time. We've done these experiments with higher primates, that they can be taught a rudimentary kind of language. And that,
so you're teaching your dog what month it is. All you're doing is training him to do a trick. There's a difference between an intelligent perception of the world around you and just doing tricks.
That's right.
Okay.
Well,
the reason there is reasons to put dogs down. It's they're vicious. They bite a human. They're uncontrollable.
What about alley cats that are gay? What about
if they're causing pestilence in society, something like that?
No, I'm talking about
or if they're vicious,
gay
alley
cats. Gay alley cats.
You don't kill a dog for a human concept.
What about gay?
That's all I got to say.
Gay alley cats. Gay alley cats. Okay.
Gay alley cats.
Right.
And you're telling me that there's certain alleys in town where gay alley cats hang out.
Right.
Just like gay bars?
They do have a tendency to congregate with each other, yes.
They, in your line of thinking, then maybe there's homo cockroaches and we've got to kill all of them in the whole world.
I don't know. I think we
the
all
need... seahorses, the male has the, you know, the offspring. Well, we've got to kill all the seahorses.
Isn't that right? We do love to kill cockroaches. We don't want cockroaches. I'm talking about beloved animals such as dogs and cats where there is a moral dilemma. Do you want a gay dog in your house? Do you want a gay dog in your house?
I don't talk to dogs because dogs don't talk back.
Well, do you want it in your house?
You only talk at the animal.
Exposing itself to your kids?
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
You cannot compare human concepts to animals, period.
Dogs get dressed.
But you go ahead and do what you're doing.
Yeah, and you know what? You're going to find yourself probably breaking a law here or there, Dr. Sadler. Thank you for your call, sir. Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I just need to tell this guy he's ignorant. Dogs do it as a show of dominance. Humans are the only ones that do it for pleasure.
Dogs do what? Sex?
Hump your leg. It's a show of dominance.
I don't know human beings that hump each other's legs.
They can't reach you. All they can reach is your leg.
The dog?
Yes.
Well, it's still gay.
No, it's not. It's a show of dominance.
Oh, so in other words, you're not threatened at all at a party when a dog comes up and humps your leg.
I push it away.
So
I show it who's dominant.
So you don't like it?
I'm showing it. I'm more dominant than he is.
So the dog's into S&M?
No, he's not.
That's a new one for me.
He's not talking about S&M as in dominance. He's talking about, oh, never mind.
Yeah, never mind. While the whole animal population goes queer, you say never mind.
Yeah, great, okay. Yeah, sooner or later, man, we won't have any, thanks for your call, sir, dogs and cats breeding because they're all hanging out in the gay alley down the street. Cats turn dogs onto it. Man, I am telling you that for all of this stuff...
Don't you feel dirty and violated when a gay dog humps your leg?
Yeah, great. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I don't eat on the air, but I had to because I almost passed out an hour ago, so I'm eating on the air. and I have an engineer who doesn't care. He doesn't care whether I'm dying of a heart attack. When he decides that he's going to pot the music down after hitting the post and point to me, that's what he's going to do. Okay, Phil, you're on now. I could be dry heaving in the corner. I could be outside, you know, parking my car after being double parked. He's going to cue an empty chair. All right. Oh, man. I got rid of that dysentery, I'll tell you that, because I had, I told you guys I got back from Mexico. I mean, like clockwork, that night, Maria and I fly in Friday night, go to bed in the middle of the night. Boom. I got Montezuma's revenge, and all 5 days I'm in Mexico, not a problem. And then Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, you know, it went on almost yesterday morning. And finally I kicked it, and I know you want to hear all about that. Let's talk about Survivor for just a second. It was on last night. And I don't know if, did anybody see last night's Survivor? Okay. The one team, I forget the team's names, you know, whatever. There's one team, and they had to go out and get their, the challenge was for them to row out and to get some people who were drowning and pick them up and bring them back to the beach. Be the first one back to the beach. The team, had, one of the teams had a guy that didn't know how to swim. The other team knew that. So the other team says, oh, that guy can't swim, so they're going to have to make him the rower. And this girl is saying, I'm a way better rower than him, so I'm going to win. And they showed the team, and it was the, you know, four, like, white people and one black guy. And I don't think I'm racist when I say this. I knew it was the black guy that couldn't swim. I'm sorry. I just knew. I'm sorry. It's my experience. I'm not saying that black people can't swim. I'm saying I just instinctively knew the one guy on a team that couldn't swim was him. Now you say, well, how do you know that, Phil? Well, when I was at Pasadena City College, I took swimming for my PE course, my first year at PCC. And one of the things that they wanted us to do, those of us who could swim had to help those guys that didn't know how to swim. So you'd have to hold a guy up while he kicked and he... you know, was doing the Australian crawl. All the guys that I was helping all semester long were all black guys. Not a one of them knew how to swim. Now, I'm sure there are cultural reasons for it. I mean, perhaps there is that more of an urban orientation as opposed to beach, lake orientation, whatever. But all the guys in my class at PCC that couldn't swim were all the black guys. I'll never get taken my final for that semester. We had to swim 400 meters. We had to swim 400 meters in like under 5 minutes, which is probably for a great swimmer is nothing. Well, it almost killed me. I remember crawling out of that pool, crawling to my locker, barely getting dressed, and I blew out every class the rest of that day. I just crawled out and I laid on the grass in front of the administration building, dead. Have you ever taken swimming? It's a brutal, brutal, brutal freaking sport. It's brutal. There's no way to overestimate how brutal. Running is candy cane, baby. That's a Girl Scout meeting compared to swimming. Running, sprinting, I don't care what you got. Swimming will kick your rear end up one side and down the next, man. It's just rough. It's a total body endeavor. And then when you get to a championship level where you're competing, now you're pushing yourself even more. Now you get to the Olympic level, those guys aren't even human. You used to swim a mile. Craig Taylor, my engineer, tells me he used to swim a mile every other week. You do that in the ocean or just laps in the pool? How many meters is a mile? You just figure out, what, 1,500, something like that? I don't know. It's oh, God, it's rough if you're swimming competitively. And that's why swimmers are in phenomenal shape. I mean, they're in better shape than any athlete out there, I think. So, it's the Survivor show. There he is, the black guy. He couldn't swim. I mean, I picked it, you know, while I'm sitting there by myself because Maria's still with the kids. But I'll tell you what, that dude made up for it because he paddled out there, picked those people up, and brought them back to the beach. He beat the woman, and she was the one who was the professional rower. She rowed in college, and she was, like, despondent and devastated, ready to blow her brains out. I can't believe that guy beat me. I can't believe that guy, he can't even swim, and I got beat by a guy that can't even swim. Was what she kept on saying. So they won the little tiki god, which whatever that thing represents. Do you watch Survivor, man? What's the tiki god thing? I'm going to tell you something. I'm hooked on this show. It's a good show. It's seriously a good show. The host of that show, he's kind of brutal, too. Who's the guy? He's like, when they finally blew that one guy out, Derek, Because the team, after they lose a competition, they got to go off to their little tribal council with their torches and vote some guy off of the team. And the dude that got voted off last night was some dairy farmer named Derek. And Jeff Probst, that's the host of the show. And this Derek guy, apparently, he's a stumble bum. He couldn't do anything right. He kept saying, well, I tried the best I could, but I guess I just suck. So they voted his rear end out of there. But when they tell him to split, the host goes, and here are the votes. Derek, please step over here now. You've lost. And they take this cup and they put the guy's torch out, and then they just point down the path like, you know, bug off. There's nothing, congratulations and thanks for being on the show. No pat on the rear end, just down the road. Don't let the screen door hit you on the ass. And the poor guy's like walking off, you know, stumbling down the path. He blew it. So which team was that, man? You remember? Pegong or something? I don't know, but they ain't looking too good. So they did all the things right, but they underestimated the guy that couldn't swim. The black guy that couldn't swim, but...
It's getting better all the time.
Okay, we'll see you later.
I used to get mad at my...
It's getting better because we're off the air now.
Teachers that taught me weren't cool.
I can't complain.
They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better. It's a little better all the time.
I can't swim.
It's getting better. It's getting better since you've been mine. We used to be angry young man.
I can't swim.
We hide in the air in the sand. You gave me the word. I finally heard. You're doing the best that I can. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
Bill.
Swim. To admit, it's getting better. It's getting better since you've been mine. Getting so much better all the time.
Yeah.
It's getting better all the time. Better. It's getting better all the time. I used to be cruel to my woman. I beat her and kept her apart from the things that she loved.
And you are an asshole, sir.
Man, I was mean, but I'm changing my seat. And I'm doing the best that I can. I admit, it's getting better. It's a little better all the time. Yes, I admit, it's getting better. It's getting better. You've been mine. Getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
Probably just slapping his dog instead of getting some nookie.